Hi, my name is Rebecca Drimmel, and I'm a musical artist, lyricist, composer, vocalist, producer, and musician. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I currently live in Roseville, Minnesota. I'm an independent artist and composer. This is my very first podcast. It may be shorter, but I want to tell you a little bit about me and my musical passion. In this podcast, I have four different questions and answers about my music. I will give you an in-depth look at my musical artistry, who I am as a person, and my passion. I want everyone to see and hear who I am as an artist in person. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Please enjoy. What does being an artist mean to me? Being an artist is my passion. Being an artist means sharing and showing who I am as a person, and through my music to my listeners to really give them an in-depth look of my personality and showing insight to my creative process. I've always wanted to be a professional music artist. It's been my dream since I was in first grade. My musical artistry is very diverse of styles and languages. As an artist, I've always had a dream of not only being an artist and singing, but also composing. When I was very young, I wanted to be able to make albums and sing for many people. In middle school and high school, I used to sing in the hallways during passing time between each class and would have 20 to 30 students surrounding me hearing me sing my own songs. I knew I wanted to be an artist. It was definitely a dream I wanted to fulfill, a dream that would stick with me forever. What kind of genres do you compose? I compose a wide variety of genres, anywhere from ambient to rap and everything in between. I compose a lot of instrumentals, especially dance and symphony instrumentals, but really instrumentals of all sorts. I also compose K-pop music, which is one of my favorite genres to compose. I compose a lot of symphonies. I'm especially very inspired by video game and film music. I wanted to try something new by thinking outside the box. I also compose classical music like piano, orchestra, and solo violin pieces, and even a harp piece called the ballerina. I've composed rock and even Afrobeats to traditional Chinese instrumentals. I mainly compose pop music, whether it's with my lyrics or just instrumental beats, and also EDM and dance music. Of all the genres, totals somewhere between 30 to 60 I compose. What is your favorite part of composing? My favorite part of composing is just letting the creative process flow. I usually come up with either a lead synth sound or a chord progression. Sometimes I come up with a beat sequence and then put synth or piano that suits well with the rhythm. Composing is my happy place. Music is very therapeutic to me and always has been since I was a little girl. When I compose, hearing the synthesizer tracks all at once are very soothing to me, especially harmonization. When I hear my music as I compose, it literally is music to my ears. When I was in second grade is when I first started being emotionally impacted by music, in a good way. I would listen to just instrumentals and the harmonies of the music would make my stomach ache because the music had such a lasting impact on me. My favorite part of composing is the enjoyment of hearing the harmonies of the notes and synthesizers, which have had an impact on me since I was very young and will always stay with me and remain in my heart forever. How did you learn to sing in other languages? I was first inspired by listening to certain artists' music on my phone. I would try and imitate the pronunciation of several languages and would practice up to 3 hours a day. I started this, I think, in late 2019. I started imitating the languages of Russian, Korean, Spanish, Filipino, Finnish, Hmong, and French. I also would study Google Translate pronunciations. I would go down the list of 60 to 80 languages and practice imitating every language on that list, and eventually I was able to pronounce 30 languages 3 years later because I would practice frequently. When I was able to pronounce these languages well enough, I started writing my own music in foreign languages such as Korean, Spanish, Hmong, Finnish, French, Filipino, Russian, and Japanese. Making my own music in other languages and singing in other languages, I most definitely will continue on with and also keep on improving on. Thank you for listening to my very first podcast. It was an honor to share with you insight to my musical passion, artistry, and career. Thank you for your support. It is most greatly appreciated. This podcast was created by Rebecca Drimmel on December 7th, 2024.